Here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 2nd of July, 2016. 1776, on this day, the Second Continental Congress assembled in Philadelphia formally adopted a resolution for independence from Great Britain, a unanimous vote, New York abstaining. The revolution had been going on for over a year because of steep taxes and the Stamp Act of 1765, fact of being ruled by a king an ocean away, and the colonists had no voice in Parliament. And the publication of the pamphlet Common Sense by Thomas Paine that same year, 1776, had gradually turned the tide in favor of independence. Weeks before, the Continental Congress had formed a committee to draft a declaration of independence, and the committee decided that one of their membership, Thomas Jefferson, lawyer from Virginia, should be the one to draft it. And he did, in about 17 days, on a portable desk that he himself had designed. So they approved the resolution on this day, and then they adopted the Declaration of Independence on July the 4th. So that's the day we now celebrate as Independence Day. It's the birthday of the poet Wisława Szymborska, born in Poland, 1923. Wrote her first poems for the Krakow newspaper. She wrote a column in a journal, Literary Life, for 20 years. Wrote book reviews, and when in 1996 she won the Nobel Prize for Literature, very few people outside of Poland had ever heard of Miss Szymborska. She accepted the Nobel Prize with a speech that began, "They say the first sentence in any speech is always the hardest." So, that one's behind me, anyway. And it's the birthday of the lawyer and Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall, born in Baltimore, 1908. He was the lawyer for the NAACP who argued the case of Brown versus Board of Education before the Supreme Court, a case in which the court ruled that racial segregation violated the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution. He was appointed to the court in 1967. Here's a poem for today by Sarah Fraley. The beginning of something is always the end of another. Take the day, for instance, how the rough of sun's first light shoulders the night aside, and when I butt my morning cigarette, my absolute last cigarette, I begin to chew my cuticles, and why my next-door neighbor drops by daily to cry about her ex who ran off with some little slut he met in tango class, and when my 20-year-old cat misses the litter box, howls at headlights that strafe the ceiling, I know this will end in ashes at a cemetery where we stood over my mother's urn, hugless, useless hands dangling from our dumb arms, while on the hill above us, a guy wearing soiled khakis lounged in a golf cart waiting for us to understand this was it, the end. We needed to leave already so he could finally begin to dig. The beginning of something is always the end of another, a poem by Sarah Fraley from Sad Math, published by Moon City Press and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Lumosity, brain training developed by scientists and game designers who turn cognitive research tasks into challenging games. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.